This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. We are open for business. If you'd like an appointment with me, call the office. 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. If you'd like to email me with questions, topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on this program, here on Intelligent Medicine, you can email me to radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com. I've got an email from Julie. Julie writes, "Hi, Layla. What are your thoughts on glycine? Is it a good amino acid to take for sleep or glyphosate removal from your system? Any downside to taking it? Thanks and love your show, Julie." Julie, thank you for writing me. And yeah, let me get into it about glycine. Glycine is an amino acid. The human body makes it, so we call that a non-essential amino acid. If we make it endogenously, if the body produces it, it's not essential to get from your diet. Now, there are certain essential amino acids that we must acquire from our food, right? Okay. Glycine is not one of them. The body does make it in small amounts. Well, we rely on glycine every day to strengthen our bodies. Now, what is it used for? It's good. It's critical for muscle, cognitive, metabolic functions. It helps break down and transport nutrients like glycogen and fat to be used by cells for energy. So it's critical in metabolism. And it supports our muscular system, our digestive, nervous system, immune system. So in the human body, glycine is found in abundance in the skin, connective tissues of the joints, you know, our cartilage, and muscle tissue. And as one of the key amino acids used to form collagen and gelatin, glycine can be found in bone broth, some types of meat, and other protein sources. So, in fact, glycine, along with many other nutrients like proline, arginine, is part of what gives superfood bone broth its amazing healing abilities. Amino acids like glycine can also be found in supplements. You know that. And you know what? A popular supplement is called Glysom. And let me tell you about the importance of glycine and sleep. When we go to sleep every night, we go into I like to call it a mini hibernation. You know how bears and other animals, they go to sleep for the winter? The way they stay asleep is that their core body temperature goes down a few degrees, right? Well, we humans, when we go to sleep every night, our core temperature goes down maybe a couple degrees. And that reduction in our core temperature helps us to remain sleeping, getting a restful sleep. And what glycine does, it's the supplement that contains L-glycine. L-glycine is the amino acid that we're talking about today. L-glycine helps to keep that core temperature down. That's why the supplement glycine, when you take it at bedtime, you want to take it at bedtime, not when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep. Take it at bedtime. So it helps to keep the core temperature down during the night so that you remain sleeping. A lot of people who suffer from insomnia either have trouble falling asleep or have trouble staying asleep once they've fallen asleep. Glycine or L-glycine is good for the latter, the staying asleep part. So glycine is classified as a non-essential amino acid. It can be made in small amounts by the human body. And it's the second most widespread amino acid found in human enzymes and proteins. And it has a role in nearly every part of the body. It's one of 20 amino acids used to make protein in the body. Amino acids are building blocks of protein. It's concentrated in collagen, which is the most abundant protein in humans and many mammals, and also gelatin, a substance made from collagen. Glycine promotes better muscle growth, healing of the lining of the GI tract, and slowing down the loss of cartilage in joints and skin. And while high protein foods like dairy products, meat, do contain some glycine, the best sources, collagen and gelatin, these can be hard to get. These proteins are not found in most cuts of meat and instead are obtained from consuming parts of the animals that today most people throw away. The skin, the bones, the connective tissue, the tendons, the ligaments. Folks, you want to eat nose to tail to get all that. You want to eat some marrow stew. You want to make your soups and stews from scratch. You're getting all that in there. Eat the skin on that chicken. So people who are ill, recovering from surgery, taking medications that hinder certain metabolic processes, or those under a lot of stress, can all use a little more glycine. So what are the health benefits? So according to some research, and I'm getting this from Dr. Axe's website, he does a beautiful job bringing all this research together. Glycine can be used to help lower symptoms in people suffering from conditions like ulcers, arthritis, leaky gut, diabetes, neurobehavioral disorders, chronic fatigue, sleep disorders. So what does it do? It can prevent sarcopenia. What is sarcopenia? It's muscle loss, muscle wasting, or deterioration. It helps build lean muscle mass. It plays a role in the production of human growth hormone. This is important. We get a boost in our production of human growth hormone after exercise. But if you're going to go eat a sugary snack like a fruited yogurt, not a fruited yogurt, a sugary yogurt, a flavored yogurt, you're going to kind of impede the production of that human growth hormone. Go eat some chicken over a bed of greens instead of having something sweet after your workout to keep your production of human growth hormone going. Glycine helps in the production of human growth hormone. Glycine can boost mental performance and memory. It can help prevent ischemic strokes and seizures. It protects skin from signs of aging or cellular mutations. It protects collagen in the joints and can help to reduce joint pain, thereby improving your flexibility, your range of motion. Improve sleep quality, as I just talked to you about a moment ago. And this is important because Julie is touching on, you know, for sleep or glyphosate removal from your system. Glyphosate is a heavy-duty toxin. It's found in Roundup. Those of you who are using weed killers, you're getting a healthy dose of glyphosate, unfortunately. But if you're eating non-organic food, you know that wheat in your pasta, whole wheat or not, if it's not organic, you're getting a healthy dose of Roundup. You may be getting that from your non-organic potatoes too. So glycine can lower inflammation and free radical damage by increasing glutathione production. What is glutathione? It's that master detox hormone that helps to reduce the toxins in your body, such as glyphosate. It helps build the lining of the GI tract. It helps in production of bile salts and digestive enzymes. It can help reduce allergic and autoimmune reactions. It can help by boosting energy levels and fighting fatigue, stress, and anxiety. And it aids in the production of red blood cells. It can help control symptoms of mental disorders like seizures. Among all these benefits, here are several ways that it's used. Glycine has been found to help inhibit deterioration of valuable protein tissue that forms muscle and boosts muscle recovery. It's considered an anti-aging amino acid because of how it helps maintain lean muscle mass into old age and stimulates the secretion of human growth hormone. Glycine is used during the biosynthesis of creatine, which provides muscles with a direct source of fuel to repair damage and grow back stronger. It also helps provide cells with energy thanks to its role in the conversion of nutrients from your diet, helping feed hungry muscle tissues and boosting endurance, strength, and performance. Additionally, studies suggest it seems to benefit hormone production and regulation, helping your body naturally synthesize steroid hormones that regulate the ratio of fat to muscle mass and control energy. I talked about how it repairs and protects joints and cartilage by the formation of collagen. Glycine helps two of the most important substances that also make up the gut lining, collagen and gelatin. Collagen and gelatin help people with food allergies and sensitivities tolerate foods more easily, can soothe the lining of the GI tract in people with inflammatory bowel diseases or indigestion, including leaky gut syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and acid reflux. It can even promote probiotic balance and growth. And within the GI tract, glycine also acts like a metabolic fuel. It's necessary for the manufacture of bile, nucleic acids, and it's helpful in breaking down the nutrients from your diet. There's also evidence from research conducted on rats that L-glutamine, or glycine supplementation, is beneficial for the repair of the colonic wall of rats, but L-glutamine, with its tropic effects on the colonic mucosa, seems to exhibit better results. So the top six glycine uses: it promotes muscle growth, it repairs and protects joints and cartilage, it improves digestion, it slows the effect of aging and builds the immune system, it calms the nerves and feeds the brain, it fights fatigue and promotes restful sleep. Glycine helps form glutathione, a valuable antioxidant that is used to prevent cellular damage and various signs of aging. Glutathione is the master antioxidant for this. It's an antioxidant. A 2011 study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that although glutathione deficiency in elderly people occurs because of a marked reduction in synthesis, supplementation with glutathione precursors cysteine and glycine fully restores glutathione synthesis. So by taking glycine along with what's a good source of cysteine? N-acetylcysteine, NAC, NAC. This helps increase concentrations and lowers levels of oxidative stress and oxidant damages that leads to aging. Glycine in certain studies has been found to help prevent cellular mutations that lead to cancer. There's some evidence that using targeted amino acid therapy can prevent the growth of cancerous cells by cutting off their energy supply and help turn down inflammation, which is linked to numerous other chronic conditions besides cancer. So, there's some evidence that glycine supplementation may help lower high blood pressure in patients with the metabolic syndrome or those at risk for heart disease. This is attributed to its ability to reduce free radicals and to increase the availability of nitric oxide. One study found that intake of glycine was significantly associated with the decreased risk of mortality from strokes in women, ischemic strokes in women. Supplementing with this amino acid following stroke also seemed to help with recovery. It may also offer protection against type 2 diabetes by increasing insulin sensitivity, protecting against insulin resistance, according to some studies. In fact, it's been found that glycine levels are lower in patients with obesity, heart disease, and/or type 2 diabetes, and that insulin response improves as levels increase. Studies show glycine benefits cognitive performance and the central nervous system because of how it plays a role in the metabolic synthesis of certain nutrients that the brain and nerves use for energy. One example is how it helps regulate nerve impulses throughout the body by balancing electrolyte levels such as calcium and potassium. Can it be good for anxiety? Glycine? Yes. Due to its role in both nerve and neurotransmitter functions, glycine can improve sleep, mental performance, bodily sensations, mood, memory, behaviors. Glycine works with other amino acids, including taurine and gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is GABA. That's an inhibitory neurotransmitter. GABA helps to chill out. It may reduce hyperactivity in the brain and even play an important role in the treatment or prevention of mental disorders, including learning disabilities, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, manic depression, and epilepsy. It's also been demonstrated to decrease psychotic symptoms, stroke, seizures, when used with other supplements as part of a holistic treatment plan for mental and cognitive illness. We talked about sleep, how it helps. So what are the top foods for getting glycine in your diet? Bone broth is one of the greatest sources of naturally occurring glycine and other amino acids. It's inexpensive. It's simple to make. Have a mug every day in place of that cup of coffee or tea you're having. Have a mug of bone broth. I know it's summer, so what? You know, drinking a hot liquid can help for you to perspire more so that you may cool off better. Yeah. So, bone broth, which is made from slowly simmering animal parts, including bones, skin, tendons, in stock, contains natural collagen, which releases important amino acids that are often missing from the typical Western diet. So, plant-based sources of glycine include beans, vegetables like spinach, kale, cauliflower, cabbage, and pumpkin, and fruits like banana and kiwi. So you'll also find glycine in meat, dairy products, poultry, fish, and eggs. Don't forget, it's also found in high amounts in gelatin, a substance made from collagen that's used in certain food products and sometimes for cooking and food prep. So glycine is the second most widespread amino acid found in human enzymes and proteins, which is why it has roles in nearly every part of the body, right? Some of the most attractive attributes: it promotes better muscle growth, healing, good for joints and cartilage, right? And I think with regard to glycine, taking glutathione, taking bone broth. So what are some of the risks and side effects? Did you hear that truck go by? I did. Okay. What are the risks and side effects of glycine? Because glycine is a natural amino acid, there's not much risk for consuming too much from your diet. In supplement form, higher doses of glycine, between 15 to 60 grams, have been used safely to help resolve chronic conditions without causing side effects. But you want to take that amount with supervision. It is not known if giving glycine supplements to children, pregnant or breastfeeding women, or people with kidney or liver disease is safe. This means it's best to avoid using glycine supplements in these cases for now. Now, glycine supplements can also interact with certain medications when taken in high doses, such as those used by people with mental disorders, including clozapine. Although for most people, glycine is very safe, especially in food form. We're talking about supplements here to be wary of. If you take medications, it's always a good idea to get your doctor's opinion when you begin to use any supplements. Stop using amino acid supplements if you experience side effects like indigestion, restlessness, and so on. So that's the down low on glycine, and I want to thank Dr. Axe for his wonderful, wonderful synopsis on the benefits of glycine. And Julie, thank you for your questions. Question: you can email me at radioprogram@AOL.com for any questions, topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on this program. And I want to thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.